Can an election in Brazil change the world's climate? I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner. This is ClimateCast. After the election of a new president in Brazil, many scientists are concerned that his intentions for the Amazon rainforest could propel climate change. Emilio Bruna is an ecologist with the University of Florida.
The main concern is because one country, Brazil, is responsible for 70% of the Amazon forest. And so any decision that's made by Brazil's government is going to have implications that extend far beyond Brazil's borders. It's important to remember that the Amazon forest is responsible for producing a lot of rainfall as well. It's estimated that over 20% of the rainfall that falls in the Amazon is generated by the trees themselves. If you cut down trees, not only are you going to be increasing all the carbon emissions, you're going to have forest that has a lot less rain in it. So it's going to become dry. Fires are going to spread from nearby agricultural areas. And you get into this negative feedback loop where you have forests drying out, fires getting in, forests continuing to dry out, trees continuing to dry, becoming more susceptible to fires again, and going on into this negative spiral that really has long-term implications. There's a lot of discussion among scientists about whether the Amazon is just on this side of being a carbon sink or just on that side of being a carbon source. But there's no disagreement about the fact that promoting deforestation, increases in deforestation, are going to have really negative effects for the global climate cycle.
How will accelerated deforestation affect indigenous peoples in the rainforest?
Indigenous reservations are playing a huge role in preventing deforestation. You can see very clearly, if you look at satellite images, the line where the indigenous territory's border is. Because up until that point, you've got lots of deforestation and lots of fragmentation of the rainforest. But past that line, it's continuous forest all the way through. But to me, one of the biggest concerns is actually the potential for an increase of number of attacks on indigenous activists, environmentalists, and even journalists who are covering environmental and human rights issues in Brazil. I really fear that those people are going to be emboldened by this president's words and actions, and that they're going to act in really violent ways because they know they won't be held accountable for it.
Emilio Bruna, ecologist with the University of Florida, thanks for sharing your perspective today.
Thank you very much.
My name is Melissa Hostetler. I'm the community-supported agriculture coordinator at Galewoods Farm, and I live in Minneapolis. I've been there for 14 years, and through that time, I think that growing vegetables has become increasingly difficult. I have felt the impact of that as the grower because I've needed to change the way that I plan my strategies for the season. And there have always been extreme climate events, but now it feels like they just come a lot more often. So this year we had cold, heat, too much rain, not enough rain, hail, all of it in the same year. It's just been one thing after another, and that has been increasingly challenging as the years have gone by. There's a group of 14 to 16 year olds, usually, who come and work half time in the garden for 10 weeks of the summer. Part of what's really important to me there is passing along a really positive experience of the outdoors. And I worry that as they see us struggle with growing more vegetables and as being outside becomes less comfortable, that they will not feel the urge to go outside, that it will be easier to be inside, and that if they're not outside falling in love with nature, that they will not feel the urge to protect it.
Hear more storytellers this Saturday at Galewoods Farm. The event kicks off a series of community conversations about our changing climate. You can learn more at climategen.org. That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.